You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog pound. Become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best prices with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, the 49ers, the Cardinals, the Redskins, the Steelers, the Bengals, the Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Cool! Jason Gibbs coming in for a little higher or lower. Gibbs.
Higher or lower.
Gentlemen, compliments of the NFL Network's top 100 player rankings. Been a few weeks, so we let them backed up a little bit.
It was good. I'm glad we're doing this.
I'm going to give you a ranking. I'm going to ask you, should they be ranked higher or should they be ranked lower? Higher meaning to number one, lower to number 100.
So confusing.
That's why we have to go through this. One day we'll actually get it right.
Because right now you're saying that the number 80 is lower than the number 40.
Correct.
Which is incorrect. That's not what I was taught.
Which is mentally difficult for me.
Good news. I did not go to college for math. Jimmy Graham today comes in ranked number 31. Should he be ranked higher or should he be ranked lower?
I'm going to make this real easy. He should be ranked worse than that. Whatever that is, if it's higher,
that would
be higher.
Lower. No, it would be lower.
He should be ranked lower.
Jesus, I hate you guys.
I mean, this guy is not the 31st best football player. He's a good receiver. He's the terrible blocker. He should not be this high in the rankings.
I'm going to go lower as well. Lower to 100 for Jimmy Graham.
There we go. Higher or lower? That's good. Baby steps.
It's a tough one. I take coaching very well.
It's a tough one for me. I think you guys are both right. It is lower, closer to 100 for him. But I remember watching him and the mismatches that he presented when he was here against the Browns. I think he had two touchdowns. There was one play where they got down to the goal line. They flexed him out one-on-one on Joy. I said, they're going to throw a fade. They threw a fade, and he was unstoppable. But I agree he should be lower, meaning he has a higher number.
Why? Why do you guys not have him, like,
I don't think he's Rob Gronkowski. Really? I think that Rob Gronkowski would be the only tight end that deserves to be in the top 31 in the National Football League. Because Jimmy Graham is very good, but how good is he, right? What have those Saints teams done with him? How much has he really, truly changed the game? He is great stats, but I don't know how much he truly helps your team. We'll find out in Seattle. This is going to be a good test for him. And I think he's actually going to be more effective in Seattle because of that good run game and his ability to be utilized in play action. And I think he'll be their top red zone target as well.
Yeah. I think he deserves to be higher, closer to one, closer to number one.
Higher or lower?
I confused myself because I've got to get you guys straight. Odell Beckham Jr., number 32 on the list.
I love Odell Beckham Jr., but let's hold off on the Hall of Fame speech here. This is too high. He needs to be lower on this list.
I go lower as well. I think he had a great rookie year. He has to do it more consistently, and as crazy catches after crazy catches as we saw last year, he's got to produce because everyone essentially 31 or 31 to 1 has probably been in the league more than a couple of years and have showed everybody, which is why they deserve to be ranked in the top 30.
And if you think about it, if you're in the top 32, that means you're the best player on the team. I don't know that I'm ready to go that far and say that he's the best player on a team.
You had your piece, kid. You said your piece. Now you're stealing my thunder. I was going to say, if he's 32, that means if you disbanded the National Football League, he's a first-round pick.
Sorry to steal your thunder. Great minds think alike.
And I agree with you that he is not. In fact, if I was a GM picking 32nd, I would be more inclined to take Jimmy Graham than Odell Beckham. So if I said Jimmy Graham's got to go lower, a.k.a. higher, so does Odell
Well, how
Beckham.
About our next guy, though?
See, higher I would rather have A.J.
or lower.
Go ahead.
A.J. Green comes in at number 37. Should he be higher or lower?
And see, this is part of the reason that I said Odell Beckham had to be lower, because I think right now, if you had a pick, A.J. Green would certainly be picked ahead of Odell Beckham for 1 year, which is what this list is now. We're not talking about futures. We're talking about right now the level of play. I think A.J. Green, I'd say he should be a little bit higher. I think he's about where he should be, but I'm a huge A.J. Green guy, and I'm going to say a little bit higher.
And that's the, my point was, when you talk about Odell Beckham being lower and where you would select him, I think predominantly a lot of people, would, unless you live in the New Jersey, New York area, you're probably going to take A.J. Green over Odell Beckham. So I'm going to say higher towards number one, maybe right at 30, even in that 32 spot where Odell Beckham or Jimmy Graham sits.
I agree with you. I'm going higher as well. Now, the interesting thing is this list is supposed to be based on last season when Beckham had over 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns and Green just had 1,041 and 6. However, I agree with both of you. If it was up to me, I'm GM and I'm taking A.J. Green and I am taking him over Odell Beckham.
Higher or lower?
Number four on our list today, Brent Grimes comes in at number 38. Miami Dolphins DB, should he be ranked higher or lower?
Thanks for telling me what team he played for, because I wasn't even sure. Wait, lower. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Wow.
Okay, this will be interesting.
I was going to say, Eric Davis and Solomon Wilcots had him as the top five DB.
That was true 2 years ago. I thought he played at that level. I did not think that Brent Grimes played at that level last season.
If you're telling me a DB is number 38, he's got to totally affect the game. Deion Sanders, Darrell Revis, Joe Hayden-esque, and this guy is not that.
Well, and some people think he is. It's very obvious. That's why Solomon Wilcots and Eric Davis had it. Joe Hayden was not one of their top five cornerbacks in the National Football League, and Brent Grimes was. But I'm still going to go lower towards 100.
I think it was just kind of a delayed reaction for them. In 2013, Brent Grimes didn't give up a single touchdown all year. He had four picks, 14 passes defense, and a quarterback rating allowed of 66.
He was the equivalent to Vontae Davis this year in 14.
Exactly. Last year he was bad, so I'm going to say lower, which is higher, close to 100. In fact, I'm not sure Brent Grimes makes it into my top 100.
Higher or lower?
Cam Chancellor comes in at number 41. Higher or lower?
I think the Seattle DBs all are in a position where everyone's going to say they play with such good talent around them, with the exception of Earl Thomas, who I think everybody thinks is the best, you know, safety in the league. But I'm going to say Cam Chancellor a little bit higher. Not a lot, but just a little bit higher. He's so versatile. He could play linebacker. He could play safety. I'm going to say a little bit higher.
I'm going to go a little bit lower because if you look at the NFL – as 2,500 players, okay? Can you tell me that Cam Chancellor is the one of the 50 best players in all of football? No. And I don't believe that to be true because I like my chances, if I were a tight end in the National Football League, to get open and catch the ball on Cam Chancellor in one-on-one. He is diverse. But he's a hitter. I just don't see him as a full-on cover safety like Weddle or Thomas or those or Polamalu in his prime, but he's not the 50 best player in the National Football League, so he's lower to 100.
Yeah, I don't think he's a top 10 pick in the second round if you're disbanding the National Football League. There's no chance. So I'm going to say Cam Chancellor is going to go lower, which is higher.
Higher or lower?
Phillip Rivers, I'm just now ignoring you guys. It's Friday. Comes in at number 43. Should he be ranked higher? Closer to number one, or lower, closer to 100.
Good specification.
I'm going to say he should be higher, partially because the importance of the quarterback position, partially because I've always been a Phil Rivers fan, and Matt Wilhelm says he's a nice guy as well.
He is. I'm going to go higher as well, not simply because he's a former teammate of mine and an all-around good guy. I just feel that Phillip Rivers is in that conversation to be the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh best quarterback in the National Football League almost every year for the past at least 5 or 6 years. And for that reason, I think the amount of pressure that they have to have on themselves to make the throws and how they carry a franchise on their back. And for that reason, I think any guy seventh or better as a quarterback should be inside the top 40 as the best players in all of football.
Agreed. I think he's got to be higher, closer to number one. Phillip Rivers last year, another strong, strong season, completing about 67% of his passes, 4,300 yards, 31 touchdowns, 18 picks, 94 quarterback rating, and really was the reason that San Diego was as competitive as it was.
What would that look like in a Browns uniform? What would 67% passing look like in a Browns uniform?
Fast forward about 4 months and you'll see, my friend.
All right.
Oh,
I hope so.
Kid.
Higher or lower?
Matt Forte is number 48 on the NFL Network's top 100 player rankings. Should he be higher toward number one or lower towards number 100?
This is a tough one for me. I've always liked Matt Forte's all-around game, but I think running backs are so replaceable in today's game, I'm going to have to say a bit lower.
I'm right on the same wavelength as you. I'm putting arrows next to my names, and I almost have a lateral arrow, which means I kind of like this 48 to 50-ish, could be 46 kind of range for Matt Forte because of the chunk of the offense that he is for the Chicago Bears. I mean, 600-plus yards receiving, 1,200 yards on the ground, you know, almost 2,000 total yards, especially with a struggling Jay Cutler. He's all they have. And so for that reason, I think he is a top 50 player in the National Football League. So I'm going to say if I had 49, not 48, so higher.
I'm going to say he is, I think it's about lower, right, whatever. But I would put him a little bit lower in the 40, so higher towards number one. This guy caught 102 passes for 808 yards last year, breaking a record.
I shortchanged him at 600. He had 800 plus.
Breaking a record that Larry Centers had held for nearly two decades. He also ran for 1,038 yards behind a dreadful offensive line and six touchdowns. He was their offense, as you said, basically 2,000 yards of total offense, 10 touchdowns. Matt Forte, he can block. That's what the players talk about, his toughness. I think he is one of the best all-around backs in the National Football League, so I think he should be a little bit closer to number one.
Higher or lower?
This is an easy
one. Best for last.
This is an easy one.
Yeah.
This is so easy.
In your mind.
This is the easiest.
Tony Romo makes his debut in the NFL Network's top 100 player rankings at number 34.
He's never been in the top 100 before?
Hold. Let me look.
Hold the phone, folks. Hold the phone.
He definitely has.
Well, no, for this year is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm going to say
he's at 34, higher or lower?
Again, based on the importance of quarterbacks in the league, and I've never been a huge, huge Tony Romo guy, but he's really earning his stripes with me over the last couple years. He's eliminated a lot of his mistakes. He, as everybody knows or should know, he plays very well in the fourth quarter. I'm going to have to say he should be higher. I mean, lower.
Higher. You're right. There you go. You guessed right. You're 50-50. Okay, I'm going to go lower.
It is confusing.
And the reason why is simply because if I had to make a pick between Philip Rivers and Tony Romo, I'm going with Philip Rivers to lead me and go score because I think that he's been better with less, if that makes sense.
He's got a lot of talent around him.
I would argue that Romo's lead to failure with Tony Romo.
What do you mean, no way?
What receiver has Phil Rivers ever had that's close to Dez Bryant?
Vince Jackson in his prime?
Come
and they had Malcolm Floyd?
Stop,
and Antonio Gates?
Stop.
Out of the backfield?
He's had Witten. Witten and Gates are a wash.
I would take Gates over him, but
a billion times
but
a billion.
Witten
but yes.
And Dez as a twosome is way better than Gates and Vince
but
Jackson.
You forget Malcolm how good Floyd Malcolm Floyd years. Was down there. Malcolm
He's
Floyd was
good.
Very good. Keenan Allen?
Oh, stop.
Eddie Royal as a cast-off from Denver.
And then let's talk about the offensive lines.
Well, Dallas is better this year, but that was Dallas's issue for so many years. Dallas finally got it together. Nick Hardwick,
San Diego,
they had down there.
Chris Dielman.
All right. Anyway, I'm going to say higher. Tony Romo is absolutely amongst the top 32 players in the National Football League. All he did last year was complete 70% of his passes, average a league-high 8.5 yards per attempt, have a league-best 113.2 quarterback rating, was the best fourth-quarter quarterback in the National Football League, had more come-from-behind victories than anybody in the National Football League. Tony Romo is a great quarterback, and if I was picking between Tony Romo and Philippe Rivers, I like both of them, but I would take Antonio.
I like my chance. I know Philip Rivers has not won the big one, but I like Philip Rivers to be able to win me a playoff game over Romo any day.
Amen.
Still one of the 32 best players
so
in the league.
They both
are in the top 32.
I think that's probably a better way to say it. They're both, even though Phil Rivers should be higher than the 43, they both
right.
should be better than 34.
In the realm.
Tony Romo is a great quarterback, and if it weren't for the one thing we have to forget about
He's
is,
a great again, quarterback. We've got 33 of the other best players in the league that are make up for everything in front of these guys. You know, you got Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning, higher. Lower. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going north.
We still don't get it.
He's going north. We should
this
just say.
This is our third higher or lower, and we just had eight opportunities to get it right, and we still screwed it up.
We should just call it, like, Michigan, or Kentucky? He's Michigan. Higher. Which is truly higher.
Canada?
Let's call
or
it.
Or Mexico.
We'll call it. Why don't we call it like Colorado?
Colorado.
Colorado. Or what's the most Puritan state?
Rhode Island.
Utah.
Utah. Colorado or Utah?
Canada or Mexico?
Romo is totally Colorado. He's so Colorado.
Rocky Mountain High.
In Colorado. When we come back, time for the Friday forecast here. Clint Brown's Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Your imagination can make you what you want it to be, because